Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
And to talk to us about the college football playoffs, Scott Docterman of The Athletic joins us. Scott, how should we view what happened to James Madison, losing 51-34 in a game that wasn't actually that close, and Tulane losing 41-10 in the college football playoff after all the consternation about those teams getting in?
It's, you could take it a lot of different ways, but I think what it does show is right now, I think the separation between the group of five, group of six teams and the Power Four conferences have never been this great before. And I think this, that has to enter into the discussion when we start to talk about whether the field gets expanded or who has access to the field. Because when we look back, say, 8 to 10 years ago, and there were teams like when UCF was in the group of five, or when Boise State was a frequent member, including last year, they held their own a decade ago. But now that you have the transfer portal and you have so much movement, especially upward mobility from those programs, it's hard to justify that they are on the same level as not just the top 10 or 12 teams in the country, but really in the top 20 to 24 teams in the country. And so I think going forward, it does have to enter that discussion if that they may need to be at a certain location and not just be the highest ranked champion in order to reach the postseason.
What performance of the 4 round-of-1 games impressed you most?
That's a great question. I guess I would probably go with Oregon, except for the second half of its defense. I think the offense, we saw a lot of explosiveness, and that's what we knew Oregon was capable of. But I think also James Madison had some really good, impactful, exciting players on offense, and they never quit, which I think you could say that Oregon maybe took its foot off the gas. But I wouldn't have come away from any of the four games saying I was surprised that this team played so much better. I didn't think I saw a performance out of any of them, except for maybe Oregon, and again for a half, where I came away thinking this team's got a chance to advance to, say, the semifinals, because I think they all showed some significant flaws.
How about this for a theory? A buddy said he thinks the 5-hole is the best spot to come out of, because you get to whoop the 12 seed, usually a G5 opponent on your campus, get the kinks out, not sit rusting for a month, and then you catch the lowest ranked of the 4 bye teams. Now, in this case, it's Oregon catching Texas Tech. Texas Tech is real, and they're going to be sticky. But I kind of like that theory in a way.
Yeah, that was definitely the case last year when you had they were the four highest ranked champions going in, and that didn't turn out so well. More or less for I think Boise State was mm-hmm. up there, and that made it pretty tough. Arizona State as well, and you saw that Texas and Penn State, and that really turned out well. But I do think it's still the most advantageous spot, as you said, because there is such a disparity, especially when you're talking about the lowest ranked champion in that hole. I mean, last year it was Clemson, and they were competitive. They weren't real good, but they made it in as an ACC champion. This year you're talking about James Madison versus Oregon. They had to travel across the country to play that offense and the explosiveness it's capable of. That's a really tough spot for JMU, but also for Oregon, they didn't have to play in a championship game this year. Their first game was against a team that they expected to beat, and they did. And now, as you said, they're playing a pretty challenging opponent at number four, but it's not like I think Alabama, Ohio State, and Georgia are maybe a little more complete at this point. Their resumes are a little stronger than Texas Tech, so I think that's a pretty good spot for the Ducks if they want to advance.
Scott Docterman of The Athletic on college football. Only got about a minute here, but if you wouldn't mind kind of ranking the four games that we get now on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day in terms of quality.
I'd have to start with the Orange Bowl and Oregon and Texas Tech. You have one of the best offensive lines in the country in Oregon that's much more physical than people think. It's probably the most physical offensive line outside of Iowa in the country. And then Texas Tech, which maybe has the best defense and certainly the best running defense that you've seen in the country. So I really like that matchup probably most of all. Second, I would probably go with the Rose Bowl just because of the differences in history, if nothing else, between Alabama and Indiana. Alabama, one of the most accomplished programs, Indiana, the least accomplished program, but yet they're in different spots here, which makes for a rich matchup. Ohio State and Miami, I think there is some disparity there, but we all kind of go back 23 years ago to the Fiesta Bowl in 2002 and remember what transpired there in the double overtime win for Ohio State. So a lot of people haven't forgotten that, although none of the players, very few of them are probably alive when that took place. And then the Sugar Bowl rematch between Georgia and Ole Miss. I just wonder how much gas in the tank Ole Miss has at this point. They lost a very competitive game to Georgia, but with a new coach, you wonder how long they'll be able to make this happen. They played pretty well the other day, but I am interested in seeing how they can move forward here in the second round.
Excellent. As always, we appreciate the insight, Scott. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.